G'day everyone, Ian here. Back in 2001, I was doing it tough. Really, really tough. I was going through a deep emotional psychological crisis due to the, the upset with the end of my marriage some 4 years earlier. But all the chickens had come home to roost, hadn't they? And I went down hard. And in amongst the crisis that I had, I reached out for some help. I got a little bit of advice. And that little bit of advice led on to a series of events that led me to walk into a real estate agent's in a part of town that I really like, a part of Brisbane that I think, well, even back then in 2001, it was wonderful. But I had identified it even earlier. I'd identified it way back in, 1985, when I first came to Brisbane as being a particularly special part of town, even though back then it really wasn't. It was a pretty much a backwater, an industrial, grungy part of town. But there was something about this part of town that I really liked. And in 2001, I walked into this real estate agent's office, and one thing led to another, and I saw a property that was beyond derelict. It was uninhabitable, but I purchased it. And one thing led to another, and I ended up owning that property. And that is my home. And I now live in West End. And tonight, Saturday evening, as the sun sets slowly in the west on this beautiful, dry, mild day for a change. It's mild and we don't have the stifling heat that has been lingering for way too long from summer. It's actually somewhat autumnal. Not quite autumnal, but somewhat. It's pleasant at least. And as I'm walking home now, after swinging through at the Asian food supply and getting some curry paste and coconut cream to mix with my kangaroo that I have at home to make a nice curry. After having several beers, courtesy of Little Creatures Brewery, who have been putting on a function down at the motor room at the Boundary Street Markets, I can't help but reflect on how extraordinarily fortunate I am that all of the events of my life managed to line up in such a way that I ended up living in this part of Brisbane. There are parts of every city that are like this. The once industrial, now gentrified. And the problem is, when they get gentrified too much, they get broken, don't they? And that is going to be the threat, the potential harm that will happen to West End. Glebe in Sydney has done really well to mitigate that, to prevent it becoming too gentrified. It's done well. Balmain, where my sister lives, unfortunately, I think it has become far too gentrified. And it suffers from being a yuppie's paradise. But Glebe survives. West End, I don't know, it is such a large piece of land and it has so much potential for being broken as gentrification moves in. I don't know if it's going to survive. I don't know. It's going to take 20 or 30 years if it's going to be broken, and by which time, due to my aging process, I'll probably have moved on. But at least for the moment, starting in 2001 and now through to 2015, I am in this most extraordinary suburb. The motor room down at the Boundary Street Markets, which used to be the old industrial Peter's Arctic Foods, has been putting on this function today. There's been circus performers. I've been messing about with Periscope, Twitter's new application for video streaming, along with putting up some photos on Instagram, and yeah, they go through to all the social media accounts. Just a wonderful afternoon. It's been by myself. Yeah, it would have been nice to have had company, but I don't need company because for some reason when I'm in West End, I feel like the whole suburb is my family. It's wonderful. And back in 2001, if I had zagged instead of zigged, I could have missed the opportunities that presented themselves. But as fortune would have it, I zigged instead of zagged, and I managed to purchase my property. It's very humble. I have one of the most humble properties in West End. There's nothing in the least bit special, but it's mine, and it means that I get to live in this extraordinary part of Brisbane and enjoy the extraordinary personalities that I see on a moment-to-moment basis, including the people in the Asian shop where I just bought my curry and coconut milk, and thank them. And they didn't realise it, but I was thanking them not just for the services they supply, but for being in my life in West End. I am so extraordinarily lucky.